now ice cream
around
it. What's
maraschino cherry?
I don't know. It's just like really sweet cherries.
You just made that up, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. You should go get some.
No. my number. I did it with you. Should never let you hit it. I split it with you. I regret it. You got a fetish. You got a problem. Now it's a problem. Oh no. Skirt, skirt, don't know these. Think they do it for fun. Don't take it personal, baby. Love on my ladies. Love to my ladies.
Why you bother me? Why you bother me? Why you bother me? Last time I checked, you were the one that left me in a wreck, me in a mess. You all I rep, like my side, I rep.
That's that Mo City, that side that you can't go around at night. Yeah, you like to give me eye, do no one know I'm beside you. You like when I make fire, you say the flame can make you fire.
Why you bother me? Why you bother me? Trying to catch me a week.
Hudson.
Today, I'm your host, and I'm joined with...
DJ Sean Money.
I'm DJ Kula, and we got a lovely show. Today, we're going to be talking about all about Clubhouse and what it could bring to you. But we will be right back after a little bit of a song.
All right, real question is, which song?
Which song?
Oh, yeah, which song?
Fifth Tab.
Fifth Tab? Okay,
Watch me memorize this.
I'm Fifth Tab. Okay, okay, okay. Fifth Tab.
It's not even a song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's song. 6. I'll do 6.
Alright, that works.
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm in the business of losing your interest, and I turn a profit each time that we speak. Don't you know there's a coffin buried under the garden? Was there when we got here? We'll be there when we leave. In my house was designed to kinda look like it's crying. The eyes are the windows, the garage is the mouse. When they mention the sad kid in the sad house on Ball Street, you won't have to guess who they're speaking about. Come over. Of clearing out cobwebs, I was taking the wrong meds. It's good to be sad, and my house is just barely big enough for my family, but it feels like a fortress when the weather gets bad. And my mouth was designed for my foot to fit in it. Oh, the words, they went missing when the stock market crashed and the Dow Jones keeps falling. But I promise you, darling, with the view in the morning, won't ever go back. Come over. Come over.
time that we speak, don't you know? There's a coffin buried under the garden. Was there when we got here, we'll be there when we leave.
Clubhouse Radio broadcasting to you live on
90.7. Hey, you went out!
Gotta love that.
There it is. Okay.
Oh my god, I'm gonna shoot myself.
Good thing they didn't hear that one.
Okay.
Welcome back to 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre Catskill, and Hudson. IT still hates us, and we're still Clubhouse Radio. We be bringing it to you every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., Acre Catskill and Hudson. And, you know.
Oh, don't forget. I'm sorry to cut you off. No, don't forget. It's not IT anymore. It's the representative.
What?
Yeah, it's representative. The person who puts in the order. Not IT. It's the person who puts in the order who hates us.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what Kai said today.
You know, it's a tough world.
Should we just say IT hates us because it sounds better?
It does sound better. Sorry, IT. We love you.
And IT hates us. But
anybody at IT, I will give you a hug and I will bake you cookies. I apologize.
Alright, so.
But, yeah, Clubhouse Radio. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're essentially a youth drop-in center, which is a community center, but better, because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we have a bunch of mental health trained professionals to talk to. It will all be confidentiality. That word. I'm not one of the trained ones. I'm a youth peer leader. See, they got a youth program. So if you have a kid at home who's kind of just sitting at home doing nothing, hey, that's where I was, and you want them to, like, you know, experience the world a little bit. We're a perfect place, and we're located 455 Main Street in Catskill. But, yeah. What you looking up? Lo-fi.
Okay.
We have a bunch of different programs, and you could go live on radio with us once we get more microphones, or you can, you know, just chill out in the background and watch, you know. And we also have a bunch of different stuff. For example, if you are struggling with needs, like you need a toothbrush or toothpaste, they got you. You know, this place is like your home. We got food, we got Hot Pockets, we got pizza. What else we got? Chicken nuggets. That's my favorite. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to eat all the chicken nuggets I need before you can even get them.
Chicken nuggets.
They're good.
No more chicken nuggets. Oh, this looks fire. I don't know what I'm watching, but this looks fire. I hope this is a show. I know that is, but, anyways, sorry, I was looking at an ad, I apologize. So, today, ladies and gentlemen, and all types of species, we're gonna be talking about quizzes and all types of things. Like, for example, we're gonna go over some quizzes. For today, we're gonna go some quizzes. First, well, we'll go with this one.
Yeah.
Are you excited for Dragon Ball Sparking Zero?
I am so excited for Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
Should I pre-order for Clubhouse? I'm gonna get paid. I'm gonna get it on the PlayStation 5.
On the Clubhouse?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No. On mine.
I was about
mine.
To say. Could you game share?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up. So if you want to play Dragon Ball Sparking Zero on release, and if you don't got the money, you can come by
Clubhouse.
Exactly. We are huge Dragon Ball nerds. So if you want a Dragon Ball fan club, that's pretty much this whole place all the time.
Literally.
Alright.
Okay, so first quiz of the day. Which Dragon Ball character are you? What is your attitude after you win? Too easy. Good game. You've understanded me. You underestimated me.
It depends on my opponent. You know?
I'm cocky. Good game. Too easy.
It depends on my opponent, though.
Okay, next one.
Which one?
First one. Second one. Yeah, that one. Right?
Alright.
Okay. So, second one. Alright, ready?
I don't know, this is too broad. It depends on my opponent. What game? Give me the game.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
Build mode.
Too easy.
Okay. Cool.
Or Brawlhalla. That's okay, what I was
Or Brawlhalla? Okay, cool. Okay, let's see.
What do you think about losing? You might want to turn the music
down. Yeah, probably, right? Alright. So, what do I think about losing?
Next time you'll see me, you'll be sorry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's a good one. Sorry, I'd mute the music. My apologies. Please don't attack me. Okay? Which is your favorite thing to do?
Why is there pictures that threw me off so hard?
Same here. I don't have time for playing around.
Why do they use Family Guy?
Being with family and friends. I don't know why they use it. I isolate myself. That just looks so depressing. Fight. Why'd they use Floyd Mayweather? And it's a Dragon Ball Z quiz.
Right.
And they use Goku to eat. They literally only use two Dragon Ball photos.
I don't know. It's either between eat or be with family and friends.
I'm going to say eat.
Right now I'm a little bit hungry. So.
I'm going to say eat. What?
I'm going to say be with family and friends.
Which is your best quality? My kindness, my strength, my intelligence, my...
Seriously, only one is crazy.
Myself. I'll let you read these. What?
Alright. My kindness, my strength, my intelligence, my perseverance. Seriously, only one? Or my social attraction to others?
I'm saying seriously, only one?
Really? Dang, okay. I'm picking my intelligence.
Really? Okay. So you're you wanna, this one is yours. I'll let you read this off.
Alright. How about your worst quality? You know, you gotta pick your best and you got to pick your worst. Oh, I'm definitely passionate, so it's
I'm blunt, honest.
So the answers are: I'm not very passionate. I'm timid. My arrogance. I'm vengeful, and my blunt honesty. And by the way, if you want to play this quiz, you can check it out at playbuzz.com. And you just gotta look up which Dragon Ball character you are.
For me, I'm saying my blunt honesty. Mine just seem like blunt honesty and like.
It depends in what area. In video games?
Nah, just like, I think in general, in life, if it's life.
I'm timid.
I'd say my blunt honesty or. This one. I'm gonna say my blunt honesty.
Alright.
Okay. Next
one. Opposite of weakness, what is your greatest strength?
Ooh.
I'm gonna be home.
Yeah.
My supreme strategy and intellect. I'm very caring and considerate. My tenacity, my competence, and my loyalty.
Ooh, my loyalty. Say my loyalty. Okay, next one. What is your greatest weakness? I make things go on and on. I have many fears.
Oh my god. I know which one each character of these are, by the way, for which
really?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to read the third one?
I'm going to say it after we guess.
Okay.
I'm not trying to get anybody. I'm just picking still. Oh, wait, and don't pick it yet. Just pick your answer, and then I'm going to read them. So don't, like, click it.
I'm going to say this one.
Okay, so the top one.
I already know what
So that one's Gohan.
This one?
I'm unable to reach my full potential at times. That's Gohan.
Oh, yeah.
Yup, and then I'm too forgiving. That's Goku. He always forgives his enemies. Yeah. My arrogance, that's Vegeta. He's the prince of all Saiyans. I have many fears, that's Krillin. Krillin's... He literally had a whole arc in Super. I make things go on and on. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
Piccolo?
I'm gonna say Unk.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's between my arrogance and unable to reach my full potential at times. But I'm gonna say my arrogance.
Okay. I picked unable to reach my full potential at times. In Brawlhalla, like, I'm literally like Gohan right now. Because I was so good and now I'm not.
Yeah.
What do you fear the most?
Death itself.
But within death, you have the fear that everything I cared for is destroyed and everything I worked for as well.
Bars.
No, those are the options. I came up with that. Totally not the author of this quiz. The author, Muhammad Higgy. That's the actual author.
Everything I create.
You know, shout out to him or her.
That everything
or them
I cared is destroyed, or everything I have worked for. What about you? What are you picking?
Everything I've worked for. What's the point in doing all this work and putting all this effort in if it's all null?
I'm gonna say that everything I cared for is destroyed.
That's valid.
And next one. Let's.
So you're gonna have to read this because I accidentally refreshed the page and now I gotta completely catch up.
Okay. What job? What? Buddy, are you kidding me? Okay, look at this question.
Your job cliche. So did you want to be a superhero, a king, a scientist, or a doctor?
I wanted to be a scientist. I wanted to be an inventor.
That's valid. I got most likely to invent something in school.
Really?
Yep.
That's crazy. What's your what is your inner fire that drives you to succeed? To be the best. To defeat myself and make myself better. To defeat others. My tragedy. My underrating desires to protect. I would say to defeat myself.
Alright, and I'm almost caught up.
Should I let you catch up? I'll let you catch up.
Yeah, which one were you on?
I just did that one. The one after that.
To defeat myself.
Yeah, that's what I picked.
I don't know, to be the best.
To be the best. To be the best is pretty up there. But.
My tenacity. Because that's both of those things. End of the day, I've been knocked down so many times and I've gone back off. So that's what I'm
You have to destroy a massive threat. What do you do? Nuke it.
That's Vegeta. He always uses his most powerful attack and then he loses.
Nuke it. Nuke it. Send the team to take it down. Find its weakness. Lead it out of civilization. Innocent people should never get involved. Destroy it all costs, including myself. That's Vegeta. That last one is Vegeta.
Yeah, so,
I'm gonna say lead it out of civilization.
I think nuke it.
Are you so for real?
Listen. I wish I could have picked the other one, but I am not known for that. In role-playing games such as Dungeons & Dragons, there have been times where...
I'm gonna do the last one.
We just throw everything to the wind and fireball it.
Oh my god. Okay, you wanna read this one?
How long do you think you can last without food, without complaining? They messed up the question there, but we chilling.
Week.
Without complaining?
Oh, without complaining?
No, we're not allowed to pick for as long as my body can hold out. That's such an easy answer.
A week tops. Yeah, I'm going a week. I've gone a week without eating and not said a thing.
I eat every day, sorry.
I don't. I don't. I'm thinking a week tops.
Haunt you the most.
You're my past.
Failure.
I don't remember my nightmares.
Yo, that's so stupid. Death. Dang, what death of my loved ones? That's.
Oh my god. I'll say death of my loved ones.
I pick my past.
Or my failure. I'm gonna say my failure. Oh. Oh
my god. This is tough. So let's rename the question because this sounds a little weird. Which superpower would you want? Would you want the Zenkai boost where you get hurt and then after you get hurt when you regenerate you're stronger? Environmental adaptability?
Or regeneration? Piccolo's regeneration seems like it hurts.
Nah. Yeah, but what about all the amputees that want a limb right now? You think that'd be a curse to them, huh? You think that's a curse? We're gonna go into a song. Okay, so I think.
Okay.
See, I don't want to get mortally wounded. So, but the way the question.
I'm gonna pick the first one. I'm gonna pick the first one.
I don't
want
to get mortally wounded.
And then I think we should go.
Okay, that's good.
I think we should go into a song.
So this is actually the final question. So,
okay, I guess I'll.
God, every time.
Wait. Okay, wait. Who'd you get?
Goku.
Are you for real?
Yeah, this happened the last time we did this too.
Are you for real? You're lying.
Yeah,
you're lying. Goku now I'm kind of curious. I'm so sorry, people. I'm so curious.
Why do we keep on getting Goku?
No, because I'm actually curious. Like, if... What? This is a totally different quiz, bro.
Why do we want to fight?
Bro, wait, no. I need to know now. Like...
You could take that.
Yeah, everybody at home, you are listening to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live and not home. You guys are in cars. That really caught me off guard there. I was doing my whole thing. You know, I was feeling confident. I had my swag. But welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre Catskill Hudson, and on the Wavefarm website, wavefarm.org. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with...
DJ Shamoni!
Bro came in with that Rick and Morty intro. And today, we're just chilling, having a great time, doing some fun quizzes. And if this sounds like something you want to do, or if you want a Hot Pocket, or... If you know, need some toiletries, or if you want to participate in fun programming, or if you have a kid that's kind of a little bit locked in their room, you know, on their phone, that you kind of want to see the world and experience it, this is what we're about. We are a drop-in center for the youth, which is pretty much a different term for a community center, but we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green, so we have trained mental health professionals that you can talk to.
Garbage.
You just randomly?
I just randomly got cooked.
Quiz wow.
Anyways.
Quiz is garbage, everybody.
I'll take that from you. What happened? Anyways, we'll be back And we're about to go into the song. This song is by David. There Goes My Baby. It literally came out like 18 hours ago. So I don't know anything. So we'll see you later.
There goes my baby, out of my reach. Why won't you take me? It's so hard to breathe. How could you fall short? You were taller than me.
Still isn't working. We tried.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio Live on 8.7
FM WGXC, broadcasting in Catskill, Acre, and
Hudson.
Today I'm your host, DJ Cola.
I'm DJ Shamani.
Come on, give your best power up scream. Everybody else is gonna be like, "What are you guys doing?" Ready? Ready? This is gonna be a contest to make everybody else in Clubhouse concerned for what is happening to us. Yeah. Ready? Best Kamehameha.
You go first. Hold on.
I have to hold back because I actually like...
I do too.
Yeah, do too. Yeah.
I've been doing this since 12.
All right, hold on. Let me hit the... No, this is gonna be on the internet forever. I'm good.
You say I'm good.
I said this is gonna be on the internet forever. I'm good. Yeah. I started a little bit.
No, at least not.
Yeah,
I'm stuck in your head. That mental. How do I say that?
Barrier now.
Yeah, I think I'll do that off air. That's something I gotta do when I get parking zero.
See, that's my whole
That's track. Gonna be on the internet forever now.
That's
how do you
fine.
Feel?
You know, that's who I am. I've loved Dragon Ball since a little kid. I'm a goofball, so I'm not ashamed of myself.
It took me a while to build up that confidence, though.
And you listening at home, you should be who you are no matter what anybody says. At the end of the day, if you're not hurting anybody, then why do you care what anybody else thinks when you could be living your absolutely best life?
Facts!
Like, you ever be, like, wanting to put on an outfit, but then you're like, what if people think that's stupid?
Yeah.
Why do I care? I wanted to say F that, but we can't say F that.
Why do you care?
Literally.
What is that hurting?
Like, there's a perfect...
Your social status?
You know the Tyler Creator clip I'm thinking of? We might be able to bring that up, but literally, you do you.
I don't think
and
so.
At Clubhouse, we are accepting of everybody, so if you want to come on by at 455 Main Street and Catskill, there's one in Hudson, too, but I forgot. With that being said, we have a bunch of stuff through the PlayStation. This is mainly a place for youth, by the way, on the ages... Matt, actually...
18 to 20. Whoa. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. God.
12?
Yeah.
12 to 20?
11 to 20. And if you have a kid that's younger than that, you can talk to our program supervisor.
I mean, they can come, but they have to come with a sibling.
And they also have to talk to our program supervisor and, about it. Kai Hillman, he's a super chill dude. He's our boss, actually.
And they also have to meet maturity status.
Yeah, because, we don't want... a 5-year-old being exposed to the social activity that 16-year-olds do because the type of stuff 16-year-olds might be getting into and we don't want little Timmy
or Terry to get in and be like, hey Timmy, what are you doing?
The only thing
I saw Matt, I saw Ken doing it.
Exactly. And the only difference between us and a community center is that we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So, we have a bunch of trained... That tripped me out, sorry. No, you're chilling. We have a bunch of trained professionals that you can talk to if you are experiencing any type of distress, or if you just want to share your victories, because community and a sense of belonging never hurt anybody.
You want to know what's crazy? I just realized.
What's that?
Akira Toriyama won't see Sparking Zero.
He won't see Daima.
Yeah.
He won't even see Dragon Ball Daima.
Oh, I forgot. He didn't need to see that.
That's crazy. Gohan's the only one that doesn't turn into a kid, though.
Yeah, he didn't need to see that. That's what I said. I wouldn't think that's coming out anymore. Fuck you, so for real. I don't believe it.
That's a good question.
I haven't heard any news about Dragon Ball Daima.
Yeah, ever since.
Ever since the trailer.
I mean, it would be respectful.
Did it get bad, criticism?
I don't know. I think it would just be respectful, because... I don't know. I can't say...
Was that his last project?
I don't know if that's disrespectful or not. I can't speak for him. He was his own person, and he was incredibly wise, and I'm not as wise as him, so I can't offer it.
Do you think that was his last project?
Yeah, that was the last project he actually worked on and gave the green light.
Oh, then yeah, they did. I need to see that. Anyways, you want to know what we should watch?
What should we watch? Oh, the new Captain America.
Captain America trailer. This trailer is called Captain America Brave New World. Released... in theaters February 14th, 2025. Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
February 14th. Yeah, right. Valentine's Day. Let's go. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I gotta run it back.
It's Joe Biden.
It's muted. I have all my tabs muted. I apologize. Run it back. 3, 2, 1, go.
It's Bo Jiden.
All right. We're gonna have live commo.
Do that. Thanks for coming
in. All right. That's better.
Bye, sir. I have to admit, I'm still getting used to the new look.
It's Bo Jiden.
I must ask her lose the election.
You and oh, wait, is that Captain?
You scared me. Why?
I just realized that's Captain America.
Yeah,
I'm so stupid.
Making Captain America an official military position.
And if we disagree on how to manage this situation, then what happens?
Work with
War?
Me, Sam.
Because he crafts
we'll
legacy
the
now.
A better way forward.
Fun fact, the guy who's the president, that's Red Hawk.
What? I thought
that
was Captain America.
No, like in comics. If I'm pretty correct.
No.
I think there's Red Hawk in comics.
Huh. Okay, then. That just happened.
Shout out to President.
Big jump. This is a crazy Valentine's Day movie. Compromised.
Either you can't see that, or you don't want to.
Do they end up kissing?
Stop. Ooh, that was tough. Hold on. Could we break that down real fast?
Yeah.
Hold on. We're breaking them down. You don't want to. Some lab. I'm assuming like it's like a Hydra lab. Yeah. It's a trap.
Interesting one. That's fire.
What is this trap? Is that like supposed to be like?
It's hidden under there.
Yeah. That kick was tough. He got jumped.
Okay, both
of them. Ooh, new suit. Okay. Bro got a new suit.
Bro got the vibranium shield and everything. Shifting.
He went from show to movie. This is tough.
You may be Captain America, but you're not Steve Rogers.
Ooh. Why you gotta say that? Because he's black?
It's
because he's black? Is that why? Because he's black. I think it's because he's black.
I mean,
I think it's because he's black. Anyways. New suit. That was a tough transition.
What? How did one... Rewind that. We need to... That was just the shield? Captain
America. I think he threw it at an enemy and, like, the
hold on.
White House was breaking.
Oh, it's... Okay, yeah. It's a transition.
You're right. I'm not.
Ooh.
I'm better.
What? He can fly?
Yeah. He was originally Falcon. With Captain America's Falcon.
Oh, so he's got bolt set ability.
If you watch the TV show, Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Oh wait, scroll down. The top comment is you're not Steve Rogers. Scroll down.
Yeah. 9 hours ago.
You're right, I'm not.
Cold. That's cold. You get a like for that, buddy. You're not Steve Rogers. Your name is Clarence.
Gus Frigg versus y'all. Bro called him Gus Frigg. That's crazy.
Always remember William Hunt. R.I.P. Who's that?
I don't know. Probably an actor. We don't remember him though. That's sad.
If I don't remember him and I know him, I'm a festive type boy. William Hunt. Oh wait, was that the black guy? I think that was the black guy.
No, because he's not dead.
I think he is. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, that's not a black man.
Oh, I know him. I know him. I didn't know he died.
Oh, I think I know him.
What, I didn't know he died. He was in Marvel movies.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like he was. He was supposed to be the Red Hulk.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like,
rest in peace.
He was in mad stuff. Like, he was in the Hulk, literally. Like, the show, the movie that made him got up.
Rest in peace.
He was in a couple of
you things. Know, with that little bit of a drop, I think it's time to give him a moment of silence. And then go into a little bit of a song break. Shout out to, what's his name? William Hurt. Amazing actor.
Okay. Let's see. Next song will be
Young, Dumb, and Broke.
I guess.
By Khaled.
Ooh, wait, I don't know if I want to play that.
Oh yeah, it might not be clean.
I don't know.
We cannot play clean.
I don't remember. I looked it up, but I don't remember.
So we sorry that we just liked you, but we got another amazing song. Fun. Some nights.
Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Amazing things that can come from some terrible
said hello. I bet you're wondering why I keep obsessing on and stressing all the little things when I should be living life and soaking up the memory. I know I've been selfish. I have no excuse to give you, it's true. Hanging by a thread's how I live.
feel more comfortable. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go. Happy, yeah. Been this way so long, it feels like something's off when I'm not depressed. I got some issues that I won't address. I got some baggage I ain't open yet. I got some demons I should put to rest. I got some traumas that I can't forget. I got some phone calls I've been avoiding. Some family members I don't really connect with. Some things I said I wish I would've not let slip. Some hurtful words that never should've left my lips. Some bridges burn, I'm not ready to rebuild yet. Some insecurities I haven't dealt with yet. I'll be the first to admit that I'm a lonely soul, and the last to admit I need a hand to hold. Losing hope, headed down a dangerous road. Strange, I know, but I feel most at home when I'm living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm so proud to open up and ask you this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine who I'd be if I was happy. Don't know what's around the bend. Don't know what my future is. But I can't keep on living in. Living in my agony, watching my self-esteem go up in flames, acting like I don't care what anyone else thinks, when I know truthfully that that's the furthest thing from how I feel. But I'm too proud to open up and ask you to pick me up and pull me out this hole I'm trapped in. The truth is I need help, but I just can't imagine I was happy. I was happy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 90.7
FM
WGXE, Acre Catskill, and
Hudson.
Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with DJ Shamani. Ha ha! That's right. And today, we have a low-key show. And if you don't know what Clubhouse is, we're just going to describe it very, very quick before we do this little quizzy quiz as we're coming out. And we're pretty much a community center, but better because we're brought to you by the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So if you're having a rough day and need somebody to talk to, we have trained professionals in mental health that are trained in confidentiality as well. And we are also somebody to share your victories with, because community has never hurt anybody. With that being said, let's get into the quiz.
Okay, so we're starting off with a Minecraft quiz. Minecraft mob quiz. We have 5 minutes, so we'll do this. Okay. Oh my god.
Bro.
Cow.
What?
Oh, it's literally a game.
Oh, cow. This is easy back. This is stupid easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm gonna provide
chicken.
Some nice commentary with this Minecraft quiz ASMR in the background. It's a cod.
Oh.
Womp womp.
I'm stupid.
That's a donkey. I'm better than you at this.
You're not.
Then what's this?
A fox.
Alright, but what's this then?
A squid.
Nope.
A glowing squid.
It's actually glow squid, not glowing squid. So, everybody in their cars, I hope you get to the destination. We're almost gonna go out. I think we should go out to a song, because this is not what we thought it was.
Yeah, it's not.
But, you know, we appreciate the Minecraft music. C418, the composer, brilliant artist.
There's 100. I'm not doing all this.
Yeah, no.
I just realized.
No.
I'm not
doing
all this.
We're going to go into a song.
What is this? Superhero? Do y'all really want to do this? I don't know. We don't got time. Anyways.
We hope everybody listening has an amazing Friday and weekend.
Ooh, let's see. We have so many choices. No, we don't. We literally don't.
Oh. Well, we had a little.
Hey, we got this. We got this.
That knife's clean.
Hold on. Hold this.
That might not be clean.
You hold this.
We have the other one that the spectator wanted.
I
adopted that too. We had a spectator, but see how well we are trained in confidentiality? We can't give you their name.
Yeah. We can't give you their gender. We can't give you their age.
You can't see nothing.
But they were awesome, you know? It's always cool to have a guest, and if you want to come and buy on specifically Fridays, 5 to 7, we start going on the air at 6.
See you later.
Yo, why are you DJing that? How did you do that? That's time to speed. I don't even know how to do that. And we are open every 12, 1 to 8, Monday to Friday. He's DJing right now, because he's DJ Shemon, and I'm DJ Kova. So we're heading out.
See you later.
I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a little. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care for this. I wanna have control. I want a perfect. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special. But I'm a